Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
As the country marks the end of Transport Month, authorities have issued another plea to motorists to be vigilant on the roads. 8 holidaymakers lost their lives in a crash while travelling to Durban yesterday.
We are intensifying roadblocks. We are concerned that we have seen, you know, an increase in the number of accidents, horrific accidents involving trucks.
A delivery truck collided with the minibus they were travelling in on the N3 between Van Rienens Pass and Montrose. KZN authorities were first on scene, but later handed it over to officials from the Free State. The provincial departments in Dabazintle Sibiya says tragedies on the roads can be avoided.
We are passing our condolences to the families of the victims. We know that they were looking forward to spending quality time in KwaZulu-Natal. We are finalizing all the preparations for the festive season in terms of ensuring road safety. We are working with relevant stakeholders, and in the main, the Road Traffic Inspectorate is already visible on our roads.
The family of Chief Albert Luthuli says they feel vindicated by a new ruling on his cause of death. The Pietermaritzburg High Court yesterday ruled that the former ANC leader was beaten to death. An inquest reopened in April overturned an initial investigation that he was hit by a goods train in Krautville in 1967. Sandile Luthuli, the anti-apartheid activist's grandson, says his family has been fighting for this ruling for decades.
His children bore the heaviest weight, together with his wife, our grandmother. As grandchildren, we had to pick up the spear as we grew older to fight on and see to it that this moment finally comes. We are particularly glad that at least 2 out of the 7 children are still alive to bear witness. The truth can never be buried.
The National Consumer Commission has issued a recall on Ford Mustang vehicles made available across the country between 2015 and 2019. It's due to a blank or distorted image on the center display screen that appears only when the vehicle is in reverse. There are concerns that this could increase the risk of an accident. NCC spokesperson Peto Ntaba.
We say to drivers, do present your vehicle to any authorized Ford dealership to arrange for a quick check. And if necessary, they are going to repair the defective component of the vehicle. This is done to ensure that you are safe, other road users are safe, and it's going to be done at no cost to you as a consumer.
And the family of Virginia Giuffre says the announcement that Prince Andrew's been stripped of his royal title marks a victory in their sister's fight for accountability. Buckingham Palace's King Charles III has also begun the formal process of ousting his younger brother from his residence on Windsor Estate. The palace says Prince Andrew will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Giuffre took her own life in April at the age of 41. As one of Jeffrey Epstein's main accusers, she alleged posthumously in her memoir of having been trafficked to Andrew 3 times. Your top story this hour. As the country marks the end of Transport Month, authorities have issued another plea to motorists to be vigilant on the roads. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.